continue, we are the servant of God for our mutual encouragement before our prayer. Let's turn to Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul, he's an apostle, a teacher, a preacher. However, he always emphasized he is the servant of God. He is the bondservant of God. So no matter who we are, we might be RE teacher, we might be pastor, we might be church councils, we might be youth coordinator. We bear this same title, the servant of God. How do people know we are the servant of God? People know us from our fruit. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. Matthew chapter 7, verse 17, verse 16. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from the strong bushes of all weeks from Caesar's? Here Jesus mentioned, you will know them by their fruits. So the people will know us by our fruits. So we are servants of God. We should be a servant of God with actions, good fruits. I would like to use a cup of cold water to mention the actions of God's servant. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. Verse 42, and whoever gives one of these little ones only a couple of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly, I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. A couple of cold water. It will remind us what's the meaning, the actions of the servant of God. Number one, we are always ready to serve. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Verse 4, no one engaged in the warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. We are the servant of God. We also the soldiers of God. We always put our own issues, our own affairs, in the priority. Yes, in the real life, sometimes we should do so. If we put something in the lower priority, we will see the result. We will see the response immediately. But if we sacrifice God's issue, God's business in our priority, God is so wonderful. God is so merciful. God did not argue with us. But we should not take this kind of advantage. We always sacrifice God's issue in our daily life. we should always can adjust our plan or our schedule for God's business. Just like here mentioned, we are served in the army, we should put off our personal issues, our personal business. So when we serve God, we should have this kind of mind. Otherwise, we cannot be a servant of God with actions. Number two, we pay attention to the needy. A cup of cold water for most of us is nothing. It's very tiny. For us, it might not be so important. But for the person who are needy, a cup of cold water, it might benefit for them so much. So don't neglect a tiny things. Don't neglect a cup of cold water. Let's turn to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Verse 10. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. God is also watching how do we do for the small issue. How could we test a person is a faithful person or not? We use a tiny thing to test this person. So in the same token, God might test us, use a tiny things. So we pay attention to the needy. It's not according to our own judgment, but we concern others needy. This is the so-called a cup of cold water. Let's also turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 4. Verse 4, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. For our intention, we would like to do everything in perfect. But it is not necessary to do perfectly, but try the best. Because I want to do the things perfect. So just like here mentioned, I observe the wind, I observe the cloud, so I do not have any actions in my servitude. So we try our best, but it's not necessary always concern perfect. I have mentioned the perfect in God's eyesight is not in our own ideal or according to some other's ideal. How does God view the things? So if we want to be a servant of God with actions, we should have this kind of mind. I try my best. It's not according to my definition, what is perfect. Number four, we use the same spirit to do everything. Use the same spirit to do everything. We might judge, this is important, this is not important. We might judge, this is a great issue, this is a tiny issue. Yes, we can categorize in this manner. But no matter we do the great thing or small thing, we use the same spirit. A cup of cold water, you give a little brother or you give a very honored people, you use the same attitude. We use the same attitude. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the law and not to men. How could we have the same spirit to do everything? We do everything for Lord Jesus Christ, not just for men. For example, let's turn to Joshua chapter 6. Book of Joshua chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 22. Verse 22, but Joshua had said to the two men who had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, and from there bring out the woman and all that she has, as you swore to her. 23, and the young man who had been spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. So they brought out all her relatives and left them outside the camp of Israel. We know this is a very important and critical moment. The wall of city of Jericho is going to fall. So the Israel, they are going to enter the city of Jericho. There are so many major issues the leader Joshua issue concern. But from here we can see Joshua, he deal with everything in the same spirit. Rahab, she is a Gentile. She is a race, she is a people in the city of Jericho. Compared to the whole congregation, she is only a Gentile woman. Compared to other issues, it's a tiny issue. However, Joshua, he deal with everything in the same spirit. So he did not neglect this small issue. So he ordered these two young men, you should fulfill your promise. He instructed them how should they do. So no wonder Joshua, he is one of the good servants of God. He is the servant of God with actions because he concerned everything. He concerned the needy of this Gentile woman. He deal with everything with the same spirit. Actually, many opportunities hide in the small issue. Let's turn to Luke chapter 2. Ruth chapter 2, verse 2. Verse 2, so Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him, in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. The great opportunity might be hidden in the small issue. Here, Ruth, he asked, he wanted to get promised the allowance from Naomi. In her situation, this is the only thing she could do. It's a tiny, tiny thing. Follow the farmer and pick up the small grain. However, we know the story. We know the result. He got a great opportunity. He became the wife of Boaz. He became the ancestor for David, even Lord Jesus Christ. How could she know that tiny thing will give her a great opportunity? Of course, she did not know. Even she did not have that kind of expectation. But she just do what she can do. And we also can see from the book of Ruth. She did it with his best, with her best. So this is the attitude we should have. We use the same spirit to do everything. Let's number five. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Yes, we are doing the business of the kingdom, of the king's business. Sometimes, yes, we do some important issues. Yes, we admit we are the servant of God. And here, give us a very important hint. Submit ourselves. Submission. Obedience. God sought up us. So yes, we would like to repay our Almighty God. We would like to be servant of God. We would like to spend our time to do this, to do that. I'm doing the king's business. I'm doing the holy work. And thank God, most of us, we are capable person. Thank God, God give us so many talents. But sometimes, the holy work could not proceed successful or smoothly, or can glorify God. Why? Most of the people are capable. Most of the people have very good talents. But only one thing. Most of the capable person, they cannot work together. They cannot work together because they cannot submit to each other. This is always the key issue. So we should be God's servant with actions. In our actions, we should remind ourselves, submit to one another, obedience. Now you are so-called younger. In the future, you might be the elder. Here Peter say, you elders, yes, all of you be submissive to one another. It's not just encourage you. I'm encouraging myself. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Verse 40. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. We say, I would like to serve God. And here, Jesus told us, we serve God through our serving to people, even the little one. So this is the mind we should have always. Serve God means serve our brothers and sisters. Serve God means serve people surround us. Finally, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I like very much the last sentence. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So to be a servant of God is so precious, is so honor. But the people will see our fruit, our actions, to know we are indeed the servant of God. Now, please come forward. Let's pray together. May God bless us, we can be God's servant in his kingdom. Let's pray.